boys are back in town. Welcome back, everybody, to the Deadline the Podcast, the 9 to the 5. We are here once again. We're going to be talking about Hell in a Cell and AEW Dynamite from this past week. And we're going to talk a little bit about the AEW Games gimmick that we saw revealed.
Just a little bit.
Before we get into all that, I want to give you some updates on everything real quick. Watch this number 38. Is up on the Patreon. We watched Chaos Project versus The Gun Club from AEW Dark.
Fantastic match, by the way.
It was. It was actually really good.
More than I expected it to be. I didn't expect much at all because Colton Gunn's in it, but it was...
He held up his side, baby. Colton Gunn!
Luther delivers.
He got his pockets ran by Luther. That's all I wanted to see.
He's also still the only undefeated man in our sport currently.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
So just so you know, now you know.
I can't wait for that streak to end.
Well, it's not, so... Sorry.
God damn it.
You remember when they had Crimson in TNA and they ended his streak and then took him off TV and let him go?
What'd you say his name was?
Crimson.
Crimson. With a P?
Crimson.
Crimson.
Like he's Santa Claus?
Yeah,
like,
Crimson.
Yeah. Who ended? Was Bobby Lashley the one that ended it? Or was it?
I think Amazing Red did it.
Just ended his streak?
I'm just kidding. I don't think that happened.
Wait, I was going to say, what?
But that was his
brother. That was his brother. Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can check out Crimson and the rest of TNA this weekend when we do SGH Live.
Well, hopefully not.
you guys have to go vote on the TNA show we watch on Patreon.
Yeah, don't vote on Crimson.
Check out Crimson Live on SGH.
SGH Live this Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern time ski on our Discord, which you can find also on our Patreon. I forget. Is it just... It's deadlockpw.com/discord, I think you can find that out. Right?
Yep, that'll work.
A lot of options up there. You can vote right now. And make sure you're voting for a show that you actually think will be fun to watch and not just some bullshit. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree to not vote for that one.
I agree. Vote for Crimson. So we have a new merch drop coming either this week or next week at some point in the next
new
couple
merch.
Weeks here. So keep an eye out for it. A lot of cool stuff we're working on here and we're excited to show you guys.
There's actually, here's an exclusive. I'll even drop this. There might be a couple of them coming.
Johnny Scoopsman is back.
Johnny Scoopsman, right here in your face.
We also have a new Sharkboy video that went up on Twitter here this past week.
That shit was awesome.
It was cool. It was really, really good.
Give me a shell, yeah.
Sharkboy saw it. That was cool.
That was awesome. He retweeted it. I hope he liked it. I hope he didn't just retweet it because he felt like he had to. I hope he actually liked it. Speaking of our Twitter, twitter.com/deadlockpw.
That's fucking true.
Our Twitter is almost at 9,000 followers. So head on over there.
Wow, we're smashing the numbers.
A little follow scheme. And once we hit 9,000, we'll do a little giveaway.
Also, quick shout out to everybody on our Patreon, of course. We always love seeing new people join
all of them.
Woo!
Did you know we're in the top 7 of all wrestling Patreons?
I'm glad
Patreons?
That we're number 7.
That feels right.
It does. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
So if you guys want to become one of those, you can do so before the weekend. Get on SGH Live. Even if it's your first time ever doing it, you get like 40 or 50 hours of content. That's unlocked.
That's not even a joke. Just SGH, there's at least 40 hours.
Shouts out people in the $1 tier, Michael Eisen, Tristan Potter, Mars Taylor, $1.41, Pop-Tart Powerbomb, $1.50, Lachlan Wilson, $4 tier, Retzos, $5 tier, Orion Piston, Dick the Cock,
Johnson, would you stop? Why do you keep letting this happen? Why? No, you can't just go over it.
Laquia. Heywood Jablone.
Stop doing this.
Big Bad Bear Skeleton. Allison Bryan. Kyle Thank Miles. You. Henrik Thank Matthew Chua.
Thank you.
William Schmidt. $7 tier. Umar Khan. Crimson. Mav. John Davis. $10
Crimson.
Tier.
Wait, why is there Nick four? Why is there four people in the $7 tier?
Seven.
Nothing there.
Ben Lord. Jeffrey Miller.
All right.
Frank Segura.
All
right. Pedro Miranda,
All
Evan
right.
Carrasquillo, Bentley Rex,
saying that's like Howard Finkel,
Schmelly, Matthew Jolepsy, Distorted Triangle,
Tony,
Justin Bonner, Jordan, Gold, Jalen, $12 tier,
what is
Lawrence Misbell, $14 tier, Cody Rose. And we have a new champion, Daniel Beasley.
Is that the official Deadlock Champion song?
It's the almighty untitled.
I like it. I like it. That's
an XY Lot themes. So you can find that song.
Yeah, if you win the title, you get a song now. I didn't realize. That's awesome.
$75. Thank you, Daniel.
Nice.
Big Daniel, thank you.
Well, we just finished watching WWE Hell in a Cell. And,
God. Yep. God damn it.
pretty.
It's rough, man. It sucks. Because it's tough because I wish
because
this show was like historically bad, I'd at least be able to come on here and like have a good time with it. This is like
the most
forgetful gimmick pay-per-view that may have ever happened. Like,
yeah.
This will be lost in time, this show. There is not a single thing that anyone ever is going to remember. There is no historical value to this show at all. Not that there always needs to be, but you think Hell in a Cell is kind of a big deal. These wrestlers are forced to try to come out here and reinvent this damn wheel while being handcuffed in this damn match. You can't do anything more with inside the cell.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, I don't know what... I don't know if it does better for them in buy rates to just call it Hell in a Cell. It has to,
yeah,
right? Or
I'm
else why would they?
Yeah.
Why would they
That's
keep doing it every
brand,
year?
You know.
Yeah. So like these wrestlers have to try to make these matches exciting, and it's just impossible because everything's been done in this thing. And when you're handcuffed, you can't bleed, can't go up top, can't jump off, unless you're Vince's son. Like the Hell in a Cell feels like. Like a wrestler past its due. Like the Hell in a Cell has had a longer career than some Hall of Fame wrestlers.
Yeah.
I think the Hell in a Cell has been around longer than Stone Cold's career has, which is horrible.
It is
time. It is time for the Hell in a Cell to retire. Put Hell in a Cell in the Hall of Fame, wheel it out, let it do a induction speech, put the Hell in a Cell in the Hall of Fame, and then every so often, like you do with all the rest of the Hall of Famers, you can drag them out and embarrass them on Brawl and just do one more, and then let it go for a few years, and then bring it back out and then embarrass them on SmackDown and Randy Orton's in it. And that's it's time to stop. With the Hell in a
Cell.
It hurts me to say.
It's all elite.
It is now a talent scout to help the triple cage grow.
That would be pretty sick.
That would be awesome. Yeah, it's time. It is time to let it go.
Yeah, it's definitely time to retire it.
Put the first match inductee in the Hall of Fame 2022, WWE's Hell in a Cell.
They could probably put a lot of those in there too, yeah. We're at that point with almost every match type they have.
I'm okay with that. You can have, and let Foley and Taker do the thing for it or whatever. I don't care. Or just Foley. Let just Foley do it. He'll say something funny and it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'd probably just be Sean doing it.
It'll be Triple H.
Sean and Triple H.
Triple H will take a picture with the cell, put it for his
Sean and Triple H inducting the Hell in a Cell.
Send Hell in a Cell to NXT.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Get a developmental run for Hell in a Cell.
We had a pre-show match. I didn't watch it.
Did we?
I didn't.
Yeah,
didn't
Natalya versus Mandy Rose. Natalya
Not
wins.
Not all you're going to like Hell in a Cell.
It was probably the shortest match, it looks like, and it probably was the best one, too.
Probably. So we kick off the main show. They do a little preview before the show, or like a little cold open with a woman on a microphone, and the first thing she says when she opens up the mic is, "You already know."
Hold on. I thought the intro was cool. It was.
I thought we were kicking off hot. I was like, "Damn, we're really going." Mind. So we kicked off the actual show with Bianca Belair versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
This feud is over. Bayley keeps laughing at Bianca. Bianca doesn't like that. Bianca came out and they had this pretty cool, like, you know how they do those. I don't know if CGI is the right word for it, but like the 3D graphics.
Yeah,
on the show.
Reality AR stuff.
Yeah, they did one for Bianca, and it was like baddest and greatest and all. It looked cool, but it was only there for like 3 seconds, and then they cut to another shot, and it was just gone. It was like, why even fucking bother?
Well, I guess this is the last show that's going to be in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, that's true. I think they do those in with crowds, too, though. I remember big, gigantic Roman Reigns dog head with crowds.
Yeah, me too. They had the Alexa Bliss head too. That would always scare the hell out of me.
Oh God, damn
it. It's messed up. We'll talk more about Alexa Bliss and the dolls and all that.
They both start this match by yelling, "Do you know who I am?" at each other.
Everybody knows, wants to know. So this one was 45 minutes long, I feel like. The website's telling me it's not, but
there's no way it was not. There's no way.
The website here is telling me it was 1945. I think it meant to put 45-19 because this felt so long.
There was two matches in the first hour.
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of these matches felt like super like extended. Like even towards the end with the main, which we'll get into a little more, I was like, damn, we're just running these spots. Just keep them going. Make sure we get this time filled up.
I was so excited because it was like six matches. I was like, great. Less than 2 hour show. Yeah. Nope. 2.5.
They took Roman Reigns off the damn show. That's what I came here to see. I came here to see Roman Reigns.
Put him on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's rough.
They did the recap video for that match. That match looked sweet.
Yeah, that looked awesome. That would have been a great finish for the show.
Yeah, goddamn it.
I don't know what I would love to hear the reasoning behind it. Because that was Rey's first Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't think they said at all. I don't know if Fox said, hey, we wanted
it for
ratings.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So Bianca Belair and Bayley ends up tying Bianca's hair to pretty much every item she can find in this match.
If this match hadn't gone as long as it did, I would have liked a lot more. They were doing a bunch of cool stuff, but it just felt like they were kind of dragging in between spots, and it was taking forever. There was a funny spot where Bianca was like doing the hair whip at the chair that Bayley was holding.
Yeah, running away from it with
a chair. Bayley brought stairs into the ring at one point, and Pat McAfee on commentary says, "Oh, I touched those earlier, and I almost broke my toe." What?
That's what this foot.
What are you telling? Put your shoes on, you freak.
No, there was one cool spot with Bayley where she taped kendo sticks together. I thought she was going to use them.
I was hoping so, too. Like a big, just double kendo stick. Because they did that last year where she tried taping them up, but she was too shwitty.
Yeah,
it didn't work out at all. Yeah, so they...
Well, this spot they ended up doing anyways was not good. Like, I did not like the through the
kendo
stick
They should
have
just used the
spot. The table. The table... Not only was the table there, but I would have taken, like, both of those kendo sticks and just swung them around in the ring. You can't fucking touch
it. It was legit just because they did it. They tried to do it last year.
They tried to do it last year, and she said, let me try that one more time.
That's exactly what it was. And when they did it, so just to anyone that didn't see it, Bayley has these two kendo sticks. They're not, like, side-by-side tape. They are long-style tape. Long-stick-style. And she has two of them, and she sticks them, like, between... The rungs underneath the ring, or was it the apron? I don't remember what it
she
was.
She stuck it between,
it was the cage, and then
right
underneath the ring. And then Bianca spinebusters them through them. It just wasn't that exciting. But on commentary, Michael Cole like made it sound like it was a miraculous feat that Bianca was able to power Bayley up for a spinebuster. he was like, whoa! Like during the replay, oh my god! Like it's fucking. They look the same size.
The strongest woman in the company.
of all the spots to put over Bianca's strength, I don't think shitty little spinebuster on the floor was the one to do it with.
Well, that happened most of the match. It felt like I was like, okay, so you have this thing set up, but then they move away from what would have been the coolest thing to do with it. And instead went with something that wasn't nearly as cool. That happened with Spinebuster through the gimmick, the kendo sticks. Then at the end of the match, she goes up for the 450 on Bayley on the ladder and then doesn't even go for the 450. She just jumps right over her.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, she's going to either 450 and hit her or 450 and miss and hit the ladder. I was like, oh, both of these are cool sounding.
Yeah, super cool.
Diving nothing.
Diving nothing and then sentoned. And I'm like,
sentoned?
That was the least cool thing that you could have done in this situation, man.
They did a bunch of spots where Bayley tied Bianca's hair to a bunch of stuff, and I feel like each one of them ended up just being like disappointing. Like
Bianca stood up and just untied it. She's like, okay.
Yeah, she simply got out of it. There was one point where Bayley tied her hair to the chair, and Bianca got the advantage and got the chair. I was like, oh, she's going to swing the chair with her hair? That's so sick. No, she just took it off.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought like she was gonna like tie her up with the hair and then do like a move under the chair or something.
Yeah,
but nothing. Yeah, she just said okay, bye.
And then she tied Bayley to her hair and didn't do much with that either.
Nothing really came from that.
Yeah, she said, "I'm gonna get rid of this." Actually, it's a bad idea.
Thankfully, the finish of this match was hot, so I'm cool with that.
The finish was good. The move just before the finish was fucking stupid. Bayley puts Bianca in the ladder. like sandwiching her inside of it. Bianca's laying on the floor still. So Bailey kneels down, lifts her up a little bit, and then attempts to headlock driver her onto the ground. This looked like shit.
It looked horrible. She couldn't even spike herself. Yeah, it was just rough.
Why? Don't do that.
She took a face bump, basically. She looked like she just fell down.
She's not even. She's tripped on while down.
That's why she got up so quick. She's like, okay, well, fuck all that.
Fuck you.
But thankfully, she was able to get up and hit the psycho driver on Bailey into the ladder.
That was
and,
cool.
And that got her the win here, and she defends the SmackDown Women's Championship. So we move on to Seth Rollins versus Cesaro in a singles match.
Also, by the way, just before that match, a couple things happened. Bianca had an interview, just happy about... I was so happy to be at Hell in a Cell. Celebrating Hell in a Cell. MVP and Lashley were in a room full of women, and Lashley looked at the WWE title.
He got a premonition. Like that's so Raven.
Yeah, he was going to cry.
Zooming on his face. What are you thinking about?
And then Alexa Bliss cut a promo and said, thank you to everyone that paid $600 for my cameo, you bitch. You mark-ass mark. God damn it.
So you get into Seth Rollins versus Cesaro. I mean, honestly, there's nothing really remarkable about this one. It was a well-worked match, I give it that much.
Sure.
But there was nothing really remarkable coming out of this one.
When you start off with Seth hot starting it with jumping Cesaro in the entrance, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a tight match and we'll get out of here in 10.
Yeah.
This was also like 20 minutes, wasn't it?
It was a half hour at least. 40,
God
maybe.
Damn. like you said, it was fine. But again, nothing to write home about. Like this should have been a Cell match, and Cesaro should have did the fucking Swiss death and threw Seth up, and Seth should catch the ceiling and climb around. That's what should happen here.
I do like that.
I think anything here would be nice.
Anything else. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, they did some cool shit. Seth Rollins did the, I love his springboard knee. That always looks really good. Cesaro did swing him. I love how Michael Cole was like, oh my God, he's going to get 22 this time. And there's
22.
He's like, 10 maybe.
They made sure that I didn't think this match was important, because halfway during the match 40 lights started shining on the Hell in a Cell to hype up the later matches that were in the Hell in a Cell. If you don't care about this match, don't worry, here's the Hell in a Cell and it's gonna be out later. And also there was one point Seth yells one punch after hitting a punch. And then he hits Cesaro with another punch, and Pat McAfee says, well, that's two now.
So Seth Rollins ends up pinning Cesaro with a roll-up.
Loki's move. Oh, yeah.
He does use Loki's move. He's trolling Loki at this point.
As you should.
Absolutely trolling him. So Seth ends up getting the win with the roll-up here.
Yeah. Inside cradle. Thank you. Great.
They're just going to run it back again. It's going to be on Raw.
They will,
It's going to be at SummerSlam. It's going to have the fucking match again.
We're going to talk about the Money in the Bank. We're going to talk about that next month.
Damn it, man. It's just like, I don't know. Whatever.
All these matches we're going to watch again next month. All of them.
I hate that I'm being so negative about this show, but it was genuinely just so boring. It was such a drudge.
I feel like they used to be you build to the pay-per-view, now you build to the television.
I'm actually jealous. Like, I'm sure there's people that thought this show was sweet. And you know what? And I'm not, this is not sarcasm. I'm not trying to talk down anybody, because I actually mean this. I'm jealous because I wish I could enjoy this. This just is just treading water for me. Like, this is just like nothing. Like, there's so, like, I wasted time watching this.
Yeah, I haven't felt like that watching a WWE pay-per-view in a while, where like completely wasted my time.
No,
but
there's usually something that I can grab, like a couple matches, like, oh, that was sweet, and all right, that was cool, and this was at least dumb enough that I can make fun of it. There's one thing on the show that's worth making fun of, and even that is not even like, if I hadn't written it down, I would have already forgot about it.
Yeah, it's better to be like funny horrible, but if it's boring horrible, you just you missed
this
the
was
mark.
Just boring.
How can wrestling should never be boring horrible, man? You can do 100 different things.
No, there was only one match that I maybe two that I thought was like bad. Everything else was fine. It just was fine in the sense that like
it was
passable. Like I don't care.
They took no risk tonight. Everything was the safest thing they could have possibly done to just kind of get this over with and move on.
Yeah,
they're just, like you said, they're just killing time to get through the pandemic to get to real fans.
Yeah,
because
this is the last Thunderdome pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's exactly how they looked at it. You know, it was like, oh, this is the last one. Let's just go ahead and get this over with and move on. But it's just like, damn, man. It's like, people pay for this shit still. I mean, it might not be as much as they used to, but people still, like, pay for this and, like, look forward to it, you know? Oh, Peacock went offline, like,
what?
For 15 minutes during the pre-show.
Yeah, wait, what?
Just ceased to exist for 15 minutes during the pre-show. Yeah. That was wow. weird. From like 7 to like 7:15, it just didn't work.
So is that why they stuck the pre-show on this damn show after this match?
Maybe. Because
they showed the pre-show panel after the Seth match.
Well, I mean, they still had 45 minutes in the pre-show. Maybe they just had to get that 15 in there real quick. They'd be like, ooh.
Jerry Lawler has to get paid his full pay.
So we get a little intermission for some reason because...
Damn it! Why do we need intermission?
Intermission.
Two matches.
We just watched 2 45-minute fucking matches here. I need an intermission to figure out what the fuck I'm doing my time.
The last person I want to see during an intermission is Jerry the goddamn King Lawler.
All right, so we move into Alexa Bliss and Shayna Baszler.
What? Listen to me. Look here, listen. I want an apology because this is not the Fiend's fault. And if this was the Fiend, we would have something fun to talk about at the very least.
That's
this
100%
shit is stupid. The Fiend does not deserve to be linked to this and bring my boy back. They just wrestled.
All right, here's the deal, Alexa Bliss. You got to leave the Fiend alone. You got to leave it alone. This was so rough, man. I was like, oh, they'll probably do something fun. I genuinely thought the Fiend might come back and do something. I was like, he'll show up and do something.
I was praying they just did a bunch of stupid shit that I could just laugh at and I would take it for that. They just wrestled.
Bliss no-sold everything. Shayna Baszler, like, not even in a Fiend way, she just took it and then just got back.
She Road Warrior Alexa Bliss.
This is so rough, man. I was like, oh, she's going to light the ring on fire or a hole's going to open up or like something's going to happen. Yeah, the doll's going to like come into the ringside or something and
Reginald's
going to
implode.
Something's got to happen. There has to be like a sticking point for this.
Nothing.
How about a twisting Bliss and then we go
twisted,
home.
She wins with her finisher. That's
what
how
the,
she won.
What the fuck?
Like, there's so much. Like, so Alexa has the ability to make people do what she wants them to do by looking at them, right? Like, because Shayna was like about to fall for it, and then she did it. She does it with Nia, and she makes Nia slap Reginald and then scream. Like, how about just look at the referee and make the referee tell you that you're the winner? How about go to Vince McMahon and give yourself more money and get off my fight? How about look at us and make me enjoy this? Look me in the eyes and make
stare
me feel
camera.
Like this was good.
Stare right into the lens.
Stare at the camera. I grab the remote and I change to something else.
Like, fuck. Who is this for?
I don't know.
Who the hell is this for?
I feel like Alexa Bliss fans just want to see her wrestle, and fans of The Fiend don't want to see her as The Fiend, so we get nothing here.
We can all agree, all in unison, that this sucks.
Everyone puts their hand into the middle. Alexa Bliss fans, Fiend fans, Alexa Bliss haters.
Like, and they're going to do it again. You know they're doing it again.
Of course they're doing it again. Oh, man, this is
like,
rough.
You know Alexa's going to be in the Women's Money in the Bank and win by fucking staring at somebody else.
They're going to grab it for and throw it to her or something.
They're
going like, to push it down. Or
Nia Jax is going to do it.
Yeah, this is...
Or Reginald. They'll run back the Carmella spot.
Oh, God.
Shayna Baszler lost because she sucks. That's what I found out here. She's not as good as Alexa Bliss. That's all I gathered from this. Didn't they already do an angle where Alexa Bliss like exposed that she was double jointed? She's like, oh, I'm double jointed. They've done it three times. They've done the same angle three times.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not falling for it anymore. All right.
This started
unless
in 2016.
Alexa Bliss looks at me.
That's 5 years ago.
People don't forget.
You're supposed to, I guess.
So Alexa Bliss defeats Shayna Baszler with her finish and they go home.
Clean. Yeah.
With her finish cleanly and they go home.
They go home. Yeah, there you go. No Fiend. No Brock Lesnar. Nothing fun.
You thought Brock was going around here? I think Alexa should look at Brock and bring him back.
Look at Paul Heyman to get Brock to come back. Yeah.
Sign the contract, Brock.
Get your ass back here, man.
Anderson.
Get Brock to sign with AEW.
Brock Anderson.
He already did.
Get Brock versus Brock. Brock Anderson beats him.
Clean with a Twisted Bliss.
Twisted Bliss.
All right, so we move on from whatever that was. Alexa Bliss walks up the ramp. I thought she was going to set the ring on fire or a hole or, like I said, anything.
She's happy.
She's like, all right. See ya.
So that,
I gotta go.
She turns around and she says, "Now that's awesome."
That was under the camera?
Yeah. She actually looked right in the camera and said it.
Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. No Hell in a Cell. Just a match.
I love these two. I swear I do.
I love you
and
guys.
They,
I do.
They can only do so much. They can only do so much. And they tried. Kevin Owens threw himself off of everything you could throw yourself off of that wasn't the Hell in a Cell. He tried. Sami Zayn starts the match by getting whipped into the buckle and pile driving himself off the top rope. He tried.
He did.
The last 5 minutes were them actually punching and kicking each other for real. They just started shooting on each other for real. And Sami Zayn's mouth was busted open. They did their damnedest, and I cannot blame them for it, but it is time. It is time to let this one for a little bit go. Give it a year, at least. Because it's tough for me to say that I don't want to see them wrestle each other, because I do enjoy both of them, but it is, there's no more to
do. I would rather just see them team up at this point than anything.
Yes, yeah, or just be apart. Move them to different shows.
They've done that before.
Yeah. Do it again.
They still just...
They find their way.
And if the storytelling was good here, that'd be awesome, because like the Connected by Destiny story that they always did...
Yeah.
Was good, and it always ended up in a good match.
What happened here anyway? Like, why Kevin Owens got hit with the Samoan Spike?
He got Nigerian nailed.
Sorry, yes,
by General Commander Aziz.
I was most shocked, honestly, and maybe this is the best part of the match. Sami Zayn won with his finisher
and won the brainbuster. That's for true.
Well, that's a whole. You want me getting that? Because I'll talk about that for a whole hour. I'll give it an extra hour of the show.
I need to get into it. We need something new here.
For the win, Sami Zayn gets the win. Cool. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. This definitely isn't in like a top 5 or top 10 that these dudes have done, but at least
they
punched each other's
face. It's not even top 100.
Yeah. But at least they punched each other, so I'll take it.
Owens did a swanton off the apron and missed. That was cool.
It's because the nail got him all fucked up, man.
This goddamn nail.
Discombobulated by the nail.
Fuck.
We have Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship.
Oh, before that, before this was where they recapped the sweet Roman Ray match.
Oh yeah, and I was like, "Why is it? Why?"
I was like, "Wow,
did this not happen?"
That did look
awesome.
Powerbomb
Ray into the cell from inside the ring. That was sweet. Okay, cool. They did table bumps. This great
my big buy-in point for WWE right now is Roman Reigns, and he's not on the show.
Took him off the pay-per-view. Yeah,
that's
I know.
Yeah,
that's exactly how I felt.
Yeah, it's for Ray's first Hell in a Cell. Roman's super over right now. Huge sticking point for this pay-per-view. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I thought them doing that was like, okay, we're going to get Roman and Dominic in the cell, which I was super hyped for. I was this little fucker's going to die for this match. I'm excited. And then nothing. No, nothing at all.
Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley, Raw Women's Championship. No Hell in a Cell, just a singles match.
Why? If you're going to fucking whore out the Hell in a Cell gimmick, just give it to everybody. Just let them all do it.
They should have had an electrified steel cage.
They should have Doomsday device blood cage.
Doomsday
what the fuck was it called?
Doomsday blood. Doomsday blood.
Chamber
of blood. Yeah.
Put barbed wire. Do anything. Do anything.
So Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley face. I feel like Rhea Ripley has faced no one else but Charlotte Flair ever.
I feel like
the only person I've ever seen her face is Charlotte
Asuka.
Flair.
You saw her Asuka too. I didn't like this.
Boring, man.
In fact, I may go on record and say every pay-per-view match that I've seen of Rhea Ripley since she got called up, I have not liked.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know whose
fault
it is. Yeah, this match was whatever. Charlotte did go to Ibushi's moonsault spot and fucked it up.
No, bro, it's Andrade the idol.
Oh, Andrade does that?
Yeah, he does.
Damn. Remember that fucking elbow she did?
She did it again.
She did it in this match. I blacked out.
Understandable, man. Yeah.
No, she...
She'll get it one of these days. She'll get it one of these days.
Is Andrade going to do the Judas effect? He can't.
He has to. Yeah, that's his move.
It's Jericho's move.
Jericho ain't even wrestling with his bum
arm. It's Nick Jackson's goddamn move, all right?
Nick Jackson does lines now, bro.
But, yep.
Once again, man, I'm going to keep it real. We're going to move on. There was nothing here. Nothing. There was nothing here, man. At least in the next match, we can talk about something. There was nothing here. Rhea Ripley gets herself disqualified.
Yeah.
Double turn.
What the fuck? When has that ever been a DQ? throwing the announce table cover. Whatever.
Yeah, just nothing.
And then
here,
what?
Man.
Yeah, they. So I figured it was double turn two because Rhea gets DQ'd on purpose. They say sure, whatever. That's okay. She whoops Charlotte's ass after, taunts with the belt, laughing. But the piped in crowd that they included for this when they announced that Charlotte won the match by DQ. The piped in crowd booed Charlotte. What the fuck?
Yeah. So it wasn't a double turn. I don't know if you guys were listening at the end because I know you blacked out.
It was a single turn for Rhea. They're both heels now.
No, not they even that. Not heels. Even that. It wasn't even a turn. She just was like, na 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 boo boo. You do the same thing. So
called
gotcha.
A Queenie.
Gotcha, and Queenie.
Yeah, Charlotte said, good job, bitch. That's what she said.
Yeah, she did say that.
All right.
Okay.
Shit sucks. Shit actually sucks.
Dude. At this point, I think I just, like, entered a different plane of existence. I just watched her get disqualified by ripping the table off. Like, imagine.
When I saw that, I just thought of X-Pac from When the Hell in the Cell. Did you ever see that clip of X-Pac?
Which one?
When they did the no
when he was
finish
on the,
when Brock
the,
came
the,
in. Yeah.
He was on the watch-along? He said, now what is it?
All right,
when
you're
was
probably never going to ask me on these panels
ever
again.
Disqualification.
Somebody get that table anymore.
God. This next match is sad, actually. This is an upsetting match for me.
So Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. This is a last chance Hell in a Cell match.
Yes, if McIntyre loses...
He dies on the sword.
He will die. He gets sacrificed to Bobby Lashley's women.
Eat him. That Resident Evil Village.
Lie. Like the zombies did to The Miz, who died R.I.P.
Yeah, he's dead too.
5 weeks ago. So, McIntyre, if he loses, he cannot face Lashley for this title again. Now, I'm jumping ahead. McIntyre loses. Next month is Money in the Bank. If Drew McIntyre wins Money in the Bank, everybody dies.
There will be ultra mega mass homicide. I promise you.
I will fucking. There will be violence like never seen before. I will have vengeance on this podcast if Drew McIntyre wins Money in the Bank. I can't fucking take this shit anymore. Can't take this shit anymore, man.
Damn it, Drew McIntyre, fucking leave, dude.
Put him in the Money in the Bank, we'll fix it.
So stop booking matches you know nothing about. Fuck.
So, this match, again, it was not bad.
They worked their ass off here.
They tried
so
hard. McIntyre was lashed up, no pun intended, lashed up. His back was,
lashed
from this.
His back was lashed and vaxxed, and he was ready, baby.
They're just punching, just whooping each other's ass. Drew hits the air raid crash on the stairs. Drew threw Lashley suplex style into the cage wall. They were trying to use the cage stuff. I think the biggest bump on the show, though, was the referee getting ran over by a chair and then the chair falling on his
brutal.
Face.
McIntyre really ate that ref up, man. That was rough.
He said, I'm gonna fuck you up. I've never seen someone
Corey
get hit that hard.
Ref taking huge bumps out here.
That
man.
Was the biggest, that was the hardest chair shot in WWE in the past 10 years.
That was hard.
Ref gets bumped with a chair. Then Lashley gets thrown into another chair that was already set up. McIntyre hits the future shock. There's no referee. So, of course, the other referee's got a lockpick to get inside the cell, because, of course, you do. Drew sabus the chair at Lashley, which somehow also didn't look good. I was pissed me off. That's my favorite fucking spot. And it looked like shit. Hits the claymore. New ref comes in. 1-2. MVP snuck his way into the cell. He pulls the referee out. And then another referee shows up. And for some reason, locks MVP in the
Fuck
cell.
You. Fuck you.
Like, who's this guy? Who gave you the authority? Where are you from? MVP gets beat up, gets hit with the claymore. Lashley puts Drew in the hurt lock on the outside. Drew runs backwards and puts him through a table that was set up earlier. And then this was very offensive to me. This, because this was cool. Until I realized what happened. Drew is on the apron. Bobby Lashley choke slams Drew off the apron through a table. I was like, oh, that's cool. But they shot that real weird. I was like, oh, they fucking missed that shot. That sucks. Then they finally show Drew, and there's mysterious hand underneath the apron appearing, pushing table pieces out from underneath the apron. I was baffled. I said, what is happening? I looked at it again. I was like, what is going on here? It's a hand. I was like, no, no. McIntyre took a pad bump and they put a fake table there.
No!
Why would you do this to me? Why? Why? Why would you do that? Come on. Don't tell me it's you gotta stay safe. Why would it take a table bump? Don't do it then!
There was just a table bump.
Just don't do it. Just take the bump. Either way, what are you doing? Drew got fucked up that whole match. He can't fall through a table off the apron.
It gets worse.
And then somehow that wasn't the end. So they get back in the ring. Drew gets on offense again, goes for the Claymore, and I fucking called it. I was watching with Deb. I said, I hope MVP doesn't grab his leg. MVP grabs his fucking leg as he's going for the Claymore. And I was like, all right, he's going to trip him. Lashley's going to hit his spear and then win.
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
It would. But Lashley desperately rolls up Drew McIntyre and wins. He just wins with the roll-up.
That was the almighty roll-up. The
almighty fucking roll-up, Tony. Man,
that's it. That's
they
the
wasted
match.
That whole match. They wasted it by doing that. This does not, I don't boo Bobby Lashley hard now. I don't dislike Bobby Lashley anymore because he did that. That's your fault, Drew. And now you don't get any more title shots, and you better not.
I get what they're going for, but, you got to think this shit out sometimes, man. It's
it was the fourth fuck finish on this show of six matches.
Yeah, man, this is rough. I mean, I understand it's a TV business, but come the fuck on.
If you don't want to beat McIntyre clean, there's surely better ways than just a shitty-ass roll-up.
Literally, the spear and a pin would have been fine.
Yeah, but you can't make Lashley look too strong. God forbid.
He's the fucking champion.
God forbid the almighty WWE champion wins clean.
Even with MVP grabbing, it should have done. MVP grabs a leg, spear, and pin. That's, it's not clean anyway.
It doesn't hurt McIntyre to lose to the almighty Bobby Lashley WWE champion. He's going to win Money in the Bank. He's going to cash in. The crowd's going to go fucking crazy because their first time they're in front of a Money in the Bank cash in fucking 2 years. Everyone's going to be happy. They're not going to remember this. Drew McIntyre is a talented dude. You can very easily build him back up in a month. It is not hard.
Look at him!
Yeah. Making Bobby Lashley beat a guy like Drew McIntyre clean does not hurt anybody in this match. At all.
Yeah. And then Brock didn't even show up.
He was too busy being confused by Alexa Bliss backstage. He was going to come out, but he got into a staring contest with Alexa and fucking never ran out.
That was it. That was it. Yeah.
Well, Drew and Bobby go out there and kick each other's ass, he's got the battle scars to show.
Yeah.
And feel bad. Taking years off his life, going out there, killing himself in this Hell in a Cell match. It's like, fuck. What are you doing?
Take the table, Drew. Take the
My
damn
favorite
table.
Thing about the Hell in a Cell is listening to Foley and Taker talk about it. He's like, I worked that match. There weren't no stepping things up there. We could get little stepping things. I'm like, yeah, you tell him. You let him know.
I wish fucking Cole was on commentary for the table spot so he could say, for the love of mankind.
Oh my God. That will live rent free in my head forever. Maybe top five worst calls in wrestling history. I it's got to be up there.
It was fucking bad.
Top five worst is pathetic.
It makes it even better that you could see him clearly reading up.
Just yelling at the paper, for the love of mankind.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
I miss you, Hell in a Cell. You aren't what you used to be.
You used to be so great.
I can't wait for the 2022 induction of the Hell in a Cell in the Hall of Fame. And
I hate the things that you used to be.
It's not you, Hell in a Cell. It's me.
All right. So this week we got some news on the AEW console game. We don't have a name for that game yet, though.
No. No. What do you have an idea what you think it'll be?
Well,
AEW Dynamite, the game or something like that?
See,
AEW Dynamite, the console game.
I feel like if it was going to be Dynamite, they would have just already said, unless there's a lot more legal work that goes into making a game name. But I mean, I guess Dynamite would be an obvious one, but I feel like it'd be cooler for something else. Like, I was going to say Rampage, but I guess same reason I wouldn't want it to be.
Wouldn't it be Dynamite?
Rampage.
Yeah.
There's already
yeah.
a game called Rampage.
Is there?
Yeah, Rampage, well, Rampage World is
where the
guys
climb the
game.
Building.
Oh,
where they climb the buildings
right.
and destroy
yeah.
stuff.
Well,
yeah.
You know, whatever. AEW Rampage the game.
Yeah, Rampage, that logo rules. I like that.
Yeah. AEW. AWGM mode SmackDown roll.
They better oh they better call the they better call the great thing the Nightmare Factory. That'd be
oh wow. Yeah.
AW here comes the pain.
Well, oh, you kind of Taz say it in the commercial.
Well,
oh, that would be so good.
Here comes the pain, Cody.
That would be pretty cool. I'd pop each for that.
They should at least put that in there. Like, even if it's not called that, just have Taz saying that in the commercial, just for fun.
Well, so here comes the pain, Cody.
Well, I feel like it's definitely going to be something near that. Or, like, what's this popular catchphrase in AEW?
You know what that means.
It's Wednesday night.
You already know. Yeah. AEW, you already know.
AEW, the boys are back in town. Yeah, I don't know. Is there really big? I mean, who has a big catchphrase? Judas. Judas in my mind.
AEW Judas.
AEW fuck Chuck Taylor.
AEW, where's my hoodie?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Where's my hoodie? Hopefully it's a good name. Hopefully it's a name. But
yeah,
as you said,
I think
we got some, we actually, not only did we get some like showing off of the Darby Allin artwork and model in the game, we actually did get some gameplay footage, which I was stunned by.
I was actually just expecting the Darby Allin like yeah. character model. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, by the way, we got gameplay. I said, oh, just don't.
Yeah,
me.
you got what?
They had like in-game actual yeah. like footage, which is
sure.
insane that they just dropped that. They didn't even hype it up. They're like, we got in-game footage coming. They just said, oh, and we also have this in-game footage. What?
Yeah,
which that is crazy.
And you know what? I was going to say, maybe they should have said something, but at the same time, you know how us and wrestling fans get when you hype something up. We would have expected like a full 10-minute match, you know?
I think that was actually the move to do it that way.
Dude, so let's talk about this. I'm looking at the video right now. The Darby Allin looks sweet.
Yeah.
It does not look like the Hikaru Shida or Kenny or Jericho models from the, you know, trailer.
Yeah, it does look different. It still looks characterized.
Yeah, but it doesn't look
gigantic. But if you look
gigantic.
You look at the green man that's in here as well, though, he looks kind of, I don't know if
yeah,
he's
but
the same.
I don't think he looks gigantic either.
He's not as beefy.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's definitely not Kenny Omega in the trailer beefed.
I feel like that was like their first run concept type.
I think it was just,
prototype
sure, just concept
thing.
Yeah.
Here's what we can do.
I mean, Darby looks jacked here, but he doesn't look like All-Stars crazy like the models in the trailer did.
Yeah, he just definitely looks characterized. They look like action figures is what they look like.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I just said green confirmed for All Elite.
That's pretty
green
sweet.
Man.
Yeah. Where's red?
Couple things here. The first thing that I notice is... that's a very Yuke's punch.
Yeah, very much so.
Which is not a bad thing, in my opinion.
Bro, everyone on Twitter, I can't believe Yuke's used the same punch they used before. What?
You fucking remake a punch.
How else do you throw a punch?
Yuke's has stolen Yuke's punch.
That's WWE's punch.
Oh, that is true. That is true. People are saying that like they're going to get sued by 2K or WWE owns some whatever people are going
what?
On about. That is...
They're going to get sued for their own
engine? They're
going to
get sued because of the punch.
So punch, I thought was cool. It shows you that it's, I mean, you see the few moves that Darby does. Quick.
My first thing that caught my eye was the atmosphere here. Like,
sure.
The camera angle is different.
The camera, dude. The camera.
The arena is dynamic. The things at the stage are moving, and like we can see them, and like that's awesome. That's all I've ever like. That's what I've been asking for. We've been asking for that forever.
Sucks. Crowd doesn't seem very into this match.
Nah, just, green's not over. Just
yeah,
some,
I guess
this guy farming wins on dark. He's
this
on
must
TV
have been a dark see. Match.
Yeah.
But dude, like for camera angle, this. Is the ideal wrestling game camera angle for me.
Yes, it is.
This is exactly like I don't need to look at the fans because the fans, it's always going to be the same. It's just dude in the front row stands up and boos me while I'm wrestling. Like it sucks. I hate that. I don't want to look at this.
Both guys
crowd.
Are cheer. Both guys are on cheer. And there's just like everyone's getting up and booing you. Why is this happening?
And then like the crowd is like the least probably like not animated, but the least paid attention to part probably of the development. Like, it's not like there's a lot going on in the crowd. They just raise signs sometimes, and they sit down and they stand up, and
15
it's whatever.
Of the
like,
same people stand up at the same time and do the same animation.
Yeah, and they actually look exactly the same too. Yeah, four rows,
cartoon characters.
This is the perfect camera angle. This is the same camera angle from like Shut Your Mouth, you know, Here Comes the Pain, like No Mercy, yeah. like all the fucking classics. I mean, not obviously the Fire Pro angle is different, but I think that's unique to Fire Pro. But
yeah,
that unique. Being said, I hope this game gives you the option, because maybe people do like the side, you know, the hard cam view. Maybe I would love for a wrestling game like this to give us the option to have the camera however we want it. That'd be sweet. Like arena specific camera angle maybe or something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, the I mean, because the camera angle that looks towards the crowd, there are a few arenas where it looks dope. WrestleMania 20, because it has the thing in the middle of the crowd.
The MSG thing, yeah.
Yeah, WrestleMania 9, because it's outside.
I'm thinking if we could get like a Daly's Place camera angle versus like a different
camera angle
would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, AEW's had some pretty unique venues, so.
Sure.
I mean, they could definitely do a lot with it.
Another thing that I liked is you see Darby Allin doing variations of the coffin drop, and it looks, to me, like they are like direct target moves and not just you throw your body and hope that you hit your guy, which
yeah,
I also
it definitely
like.
Looks like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That yeah. Do, you know, I didn't even put that together, but you're right. It does look like that.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
You
look
like
cool.
You can combo this stuff pretty easy too, which is nice.
Yeah. 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 It's
drops all off the apron and then he can go straight into another move, which is really cool.
Right. And the momentum, like the pace is quick. Like AEW's pace kind of is, you know, it's not too fast. That was one thing I was worried about because I mean, I feel like we've heard Cody and Kenny and all of them talk about No Mercy, No Mercy, No Mercy. And I'm like, fuck, man, I love No Mercy. But you go back and play No Mercy, shit is slow. Like
it is slow. Yeah.
It's just how it is. So seeing this is like, you know, more, I'll say it again, Here Comes the Pain pace is, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's less about arcade and simulation and more about pacing of the matches.
Yeah.
It needs to not only be representative of what the actual show is, but it also needs to be a fun video game.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Which is wrestling games right now don't really have. It's either you give one up to do the other or, you know, vice versa, whatever the case may be.
Sure.
It's either paced well like the TV or paced well like a video game or paced like a TV show. And it's like, damn, man, this just, it ain't working right now. I got to figure out something new.
The main one has been mostly like true life. This is what it feels like when you're watching it on television. And I don't think that translates.
It doesn't. It's not
a video game. No.
It's weird because you can get cool stuff out of it. Because obviously you can, and I've gotten really cool stuff out of it.
Yeah.
I also hope that this AEW game, just right out the gate, figures that sort of I actually want to play the game sort of.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like even like No Mercy and stuff back then, the active grappling system and stuff, like it made me want to play because I was playing a game versus the CPU every time. You know,
that's
trying to figure
out
what's
missing.
Going on.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's missing. I want to play. I want to feel like, not that I'm going to, like, I feel like in modern day wrestling games, to their idea of difficulty is just adding more reversals. That's not what I want.
Yeah,
I want momentum. I want, you know, if I'm down, I want to be able to fight my way back up. I don't want to just reverse 14 times and I win, you know, like.
That's why I like playing Fire Pro, too.
Yeah, yeah,
Fire
exactly.
Pro is good in that sense because you still pace it like a regular match or you get your ass kicked. So
right.
Like
you can't
honestly,
start with a big move every time, you know.
And when you think about it, that's like the perfect way to do it, man. Like you start off with your small moves, you go to your medium, you go to your large, and then like once you get to the end of the match or whatever, you know, you can start. Anybody can win, sort of thing. It comes down to like who can get the moves off first. And like that's, I mean, what else do you need? You don't need to reinvent the wheel. It's there for you, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm kind of hoping that's what they give us here because we haven't seen anything about grappling or we've seen. This is the only thing we've ever seen. So like.
Yeah.
We haven't got any news on that.
So, when do you, if you had to guess, this is probably another year, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Say next summer.
I was thinking I wouldn't be surprised if they did it in to coincide with the next, you know, with next year's like All In, like September.
See, I don't know. That's really close to 2K. I don't know if they want
it. It is. You're right.
If they don't want it.
Shit.
I think
beat them to the punch.
When's
I come
Double
out early,
or Nothing?
You buy me
I
first.
Could see Double or Nothing. Maybe.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
It'd be funny to see them try to shoot off games before each other and just like no one announces anything and they're like.
That'd be fucking awesome, actually.
It would be.
Good, I'm man. I hope that's what I hope that everyone has to fucking step their game up because of this.
Yeah, me too. Dude, what if they launched this game for like $30? Oh my God.
I
they
see,
like
I definitely
ESPN 2K5'd it.
I wish. I feel like there's very
well,
no way.
The same day, it's like $30. That'd be crazy.
They should do an E3 presentation and say, coming now, and then it just drops.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
That'd be insane. Everybody's mind. Yeah.
Today, download for free. Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh my God. Yo, that would be insane.
One day free download. Wow. That'd be sick.
Oh, I was looking at the TNA game, and that came out in September. So.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Wonder if we'll get any kind of like beta or like demo or anything.
I'm sure. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Cool. I mean, they used betas, to do them. Or demos, they used sorry. To do them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do like one exhibition or something with like characters.
Yeah, give you like four characters and just do a match in one arena. You know what I mean?
Some people only play the game through that. That's all they do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It'll be interesting to see how CAWs are created. I assume they use the wording CAW. Since 2K uses CAS now, so CAW's wide open.
Yeah. There you go. That's true. Yeah,
I hope they call them CAWs too. Call
them CAW.
Call. Yeah, call.
Call them Marks. Cool. Greta Mark.
I guess one of the cool things for this too is like they have access to the AEW guys a lot more than they had access to the guys in WWE. Like,
oh, yeah, sure.
Trying to get these dudes to come out and do stuff is probably a lot easier. Because the schedule is not as ridiculous as the WWE schedule was. So they're able to, like, as I know, like, I mean, even in 2K, you know, where John Cena's voice is just some other guy and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
God, they need to make a whole expose, like, fucking about the entirety of the grappling system. I just want to know everything about the grappling system. I swear. Yeah. Because if they're going to make it like No Mercy, then you need to talk about it.
I'll call TK. I'll see what he says to say about it.
Yeah, let me know. All right, let's get into AEW Dynamite.
Dynamite. This past Dynamite. Week.
Friday night, Dynamite.
Fuck.
Next week, Saturday night, Dynamite.
No.
At the very least, the Saturday. Okay, so I feel like we might have a chance to enjoy the Saturday night one. Because Saturday nights are an okay night for wrestling. I like pay-per-views on Saturday nights, so maybe an episode of wrestling wouldn't be so bad. And it's live. So it could be.
And it's not at midnight, right? It's like
a decent time. I think it's at 8. I think.
Yeah, it is at 8.
Fantastic. So
we're live, pal.
We are live, pal. They will be live, pal. And we might have a chance to have a good show. This one, I don't know if this was a good show.
There's some cool stuff on it, though.
It was not Hell in a Cell. I'll fucking tell you that much. Yeah, God, true. This show is the best show ever compared.
I actually watched this after Hell in a Cell, so I think I probably enjoyed it more than
sure.
you did.
Yeah, you know what?
Coming off of Hell in a Cell.
I'm definitely harder on AEW than I am anything else, just because I want it to be as good as it can be. So,
all right, we kick off the show. We have Wardlow versus Jake Hagar in a MMA cage fight.
They start the show by showing them walking through the backstage area split screen. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, they had the whole sweet. Presentation here was fantastic.
Big octagon like that. Or
that's awesome.
Six sides.
Six
it was
sides.
Six sides.
What's a six sides? Is that an X? What is that?
It's
a sexagon.
Sex, some more sex to God?
No, it's always the six sides. That's all it is. DNA
we want six sides.
Six
side. DNA. Thank you, Tommy. Bringing six sides back.
Six sides podcast.
Yeah, that was cool. I liked it. I liked it. The cage set up. Aubrey's wearing a black AEW ref shirt.
So I didn't expect them to use Aubrey as the ref. I was kind of expecting like an MMA ref. It kind of threw me off. I was like, what the hell?
Big John McCarthy. That would have been awesome.
Herb Dean.
Oh, they both would have been dead. If it was
they would have died. They would have bled on the floor. Ain't no stopping this match. That would have been sick.
Wardlow. They both had MMA gear on. Wardlow had the gloves and his hair braided. He was ready for this shit.
That was nice. Wardlow was awesome.
The cut man checking him on the floor and making sure he didn't have any shenanigans in his gloves and stuff. It was really, the presentation was spot on.
No, they actually don't hit each other until about 2 minutes into the first round. It was like, the timer was at like 3:15.
Yeah.
Before Hager gets the first hit.
Isn't unrealistic. That's not too far off from what you'd see in a regular MMA fight. Use this, you know, feeling out process. And Justin Roberts did like a Bruce Buffer intro as well. I almost wanted them to use the cage for the whole show.
It would have been definitely interesting. I think they should have at least tried it. I thought that it was cool that, so like this wasn't perfect by any means, but I'm glad that they did this. I'm glad that Dynamite just like goes out of the way to try stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. I like the presentation of it. And you were talking about the Bruce Buffer thing. That Wardlow had a record of 1-0 against Jake Hager.
That's tremendous. My biggest complaint here is, and it's nerdy MMA fan thing, but both of them did it. When one of them would hit like a good punch or a good kick, the other would like just put their hands down and like sell and then walk around, and the other person would just let them do it.
Yeah.
Like that just doesn't, it just looked, I hated that.
It's just a wrestling thing.
It was a very wrestling thing. I was like, God,
But it's like they put the match together and it's like, Hager, you legitimately fight.
Yeah, like how do you not know how to face this?
Yeah, like I couldn't believe some of the stuff that they like that was happening, like the little things. I'm like, bro, Hager, you are legitimately a fighter. Like, I don't know. Weird.
Yeah.
So Wardlow does like an almost powerbomb on Hager out of the kneeling position in the first round. Hager takes down Wardlow, then immediately, like you said, I forgot that I even wrote this down. Hager took down Wardlow and then immediately backed off of him, which is weird because he's a legit fighter.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
Hager then takes him down again, hits some hammer fists on him. And that's when Wardlow hits him with a punch that actually rocked him a little bit. Looked good too. Really good punch here.
Yeah.
And he actually goes after him. And I wrote, they definitely should have stayed on each other a little more. I mean, that's all I feel like this match was really missing was, there was no sense of urgency here.
Not
at all.
Yeah.
No. And I feel like that's also missing in wrestling. So I think they should go forward from
that's
this.
Like a missing in everything.
Yeah, Wardlow did the push off the cage Superman punch.
That was nice.
I think they actually called it the Showtime Punch on commentary. I think JR said, the Showtime Punch!
Oh, did he? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that is dope. Wardlow gets the mount on Hager in round two. Tries to get an arm bar. He's able to get out. Wardlow hits a little baby rampage bomb on Hager, just a little one right off the floor.
You know, he powerbombed him in the cage wall as well.
Like, and he breaks a submission off the rampage bomb, and commentary like doesn't even acknowledge it. They go, oh well, I guess he was trying to powerbomb. No, he broke the submission. So Hager then locks. Oh my god! So Hager then locks in a standing ankle lock on Wardlow.
The fuck.
Okay.
Great.
Wardlow then bombs Hager into the cage.
Yes.
And then Wardlow hits a Rana.
I was like teetering at that point. I was like, this is kind of whatever. And then Wardlow did a Rana, and I was like, this is fucking fantastic. This is great.
That was great.
Wardlow, I don't think I've ever seen him do that. And the one time he does it is in a fucking shoot fight.
That's
awesome.
Because why not? Why not?
Yeah, that's great.
Then he spears Hager. Hager then locks in his head and arm triangle gimmick. Wardlow is able to stop it, but then Hager eventually gets it back in on him, and Hager ends up winning this match.
Fine. I mean, okay.
I like this concept a ton, and I would love them to revisit this again. There is so much shit for them to do here that would have made this 200 times better than it was here, but I still enjoyed this for what it was.
This was way better than most fights you'll see on Bloodsport.
Very much so. So Sean Spears comes in and attacks Hager at the end, and Wardlow and Sean Spears attack Jericho.
It looked like Hager like was gonna shake Wardlow's hand, and it looked like Wardlow was going for it. Sean Spears jumped Hager, and then Jericho makes the save. Jericho's fighting with Wardlow, they're both fighting. MJF eventually comes in, and of course, locks in his shoot hold, the salt of the earth on Jericho.
The shoot hold.
Jericho fought them off with one arm. It's like, I don't know, man. MJF then attacks Dean Malenko.
What the dude? I actually thought that sucked. They teased him like, oh, Dean Malenko has you taking a bump in 75 fucking years. And he's standing there, and MJF doesn't. Why doesn't MJF want to hit him? Why does MJF. Isn't MJF's whole thing he's a disrespectful little fucker?
Yeah,
why does he not just bump him?
Why does he not give a shit?
MJF forearms him. Fuck you! Punch him! That forearm looked
Jim
horrible.
Ross gets so fucking pissed here. You son of a bitch!
You son of a bitch!
He goes, you son of a bitch! You had a 6-year-old man with Parkinson's disease. What the?
They went in.
And then Sammy's music plays. What?
He runs in and jumps over the cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy makes a save. JR calls him. Showtime Shammy. Showtime Shammy.
Okay.
Dude, and then it cuts away at the end of this, and J.R. Ramley says, "I need one of those caps." And it pans away. It just black screens. What the fuck? It's a tape show.
That tends to happen a lot with them.
I need one of them caps. What?
Yeah, the Dean Malenko thing would have been so much better if they just, I don't know, forearm.
Nah, hit a destroyer.
Yeah, kill him. Murder.
So we have a backstage segment. Eddie Kingston, Cash, and Pentagon are cutting promos.
They say all the lines.
Cutting Bible verses.
Okay.
Yeah. Kingston says, yeah, God. And then
true.
Pentagon says, yeah, Meadow.
As he does.
Said, yeah.
Zero, Meadow. Yeah.
Someone on Twitter said Pentagon looked like a Lego DC video game character.
He does. He does. Now that you mention it, holy shit.
This is awesome. Hilarious, man. All right. So, backstage segment. Team Taz. Taz says, it's pretty well documented there are issues with Team Taz. No, hold on a minute. I thought Team Taz is fine.
Team Taz is no longer fine. Ricky, this thing with Cage needs to end. And Ricky goes to defend himself. And Will Hobbs says, cut the crap.
Shut up, bitch. So Hobbs is pissed. You know, of course, he's not happy about this thing. Taz lays down a challenge to Hangman Page to face Powerhouse Hobbs because they 2-on-1'd him last time.
Yes.
So he wants a 1-on-1 next Saturday.
Yes, this all right. This Saturday, next Saturday.
Is the Saturday.
They also, a couple times on the show, they showed little short commercials for AEW Rampage.
They're cool. I like the lightning and everything. It looks dope.
Yeah. They should call that the video game that.
Yeah. Actually, let's change it up a little
Rampage?
Bit.
Rampage?
Yeah, Rampage. That'd be cool.
We have Men of the Year versus Darby Allin. No secret partner for Darby Allin.
No, I was expecting something, but I guess...
Daniel Bryan.
Maybe. It's Brock Lesnar. How about Brock Lesnar? I guess it's probably better that they didn't. And yeah. I will say it's also better that Men of the Year won this, because if they didn't, that would be fucking dumb. Why even bother? Yeah, yeah, there's no reason.
Yeah.
Darby just gets his ass kicked for like 6 minutes, really, at
true.
The beginning of this match.
That's
just getting
true.
Whooped. Getting whooped on by the Men of the Year. And then Darby does the cool spot where he goes into the corner where a partner of his would be, but is not. And he tags himself in and gets fired the fuck up and starts whooping their ass. That
his
is
partner
cool.
was actually supposed to be Daniel Bryan, but he actually signed a new WWE contract.
You know, I'd really love to go to AEW right now. I'm unemployed and I'm not working anywhere. I'd love to go to AEW to team with Darby Allin, but I just have to sign this WWE
this
contract.
Six-year contract. I got to sign. I
can't let this go. Sorry. I don't know.
WWE
something...
called and they're coming tonight. That's okay.
The name on the contract does say Khan. Nick Khan.
Nick Khan. So Darby tags himself in. He's like, all right, second win.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was.
Ethan deadlifted Darby off the ground at one point and just killed him. That was.
I feel like they just take liberties with each other. I like it a lot, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Ethan's growing on me. He's a good TV dude. I don't mind it. Men of the Year are cool. Their theme song. I like Scorpio's other song, but this one's okay.
Dude, Scorpio's single song rules
Reach.
So
Hold
much.
Sky. Yeah. That shit was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was good. At least I still got Reach for Sky. This was I'll take it.
Where did Darby get the zip tie?
Just carries him around.
All right, true.
Little pants pocket. Little tiny pants pocket.
little blue shorts. Darby out.
So Ethan, dude, Ethan and Scorpio argue with Rick Knox over nothing long enough to get Darby out to hog tie Ethan Page's feet together.
Well, sometimes you got to yell at a motherfucker.
A long time, yeah.
There's problems that have to be handled right here. You know, they probably booked wrong in Reseda and you need to talk about it.
Yeah, he's like, you got to take a bump tonight.
Yeah. I used to have a mask. So he zip ties Ethan's feet together. He throws him out of the ring. Darby hits. What, does Darby have a name for that flip over stunner that he does?
The Stun Dog Millionaire. That's what I call it.
Yes.
I thought the Stun Dog Millionaire was what Orange Cassidy does.
It's the same move.
That's just the move name now.
Okay, so anything like that. Okay, great. No problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. He does the coffin drop on Scorpio for a two count, but Ethan drags him out of the ring, almost won there. Ethan throws Darby right into the ring post, and Darby
Holy
takes it
shit.
The worst way he possibly could, which
That's
is the best
way. That's my favorite
way
that he takes that, yeah.
He's like... You know how Jungle Boy swung around it in the Battle Royale? That's what he does here, except with his face.
It's like when Sammy got hit by the golf cart. So
yes, exactly. It's just like that. Finish of the match is Darby going for the coffin drop. Scorpio Sky crotches him on the top rope, and then sets up for Ethan to hit the up by six. out of the corner.
Damn right, he
for
did.
The win.
He pinned him too.
He pinned him, and he won. And good. That's because they would have if Darby just beats them. There's no reason for them to ever do anything ever again. So this was the right.
That's
move.
True.
Ethan just nonchalantly getting clippers from under the ring and cutting the tie was hilarious to me for some reason.
I know how to guess.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So after that, we move on to Orange Cassidy versus Cesar Bononi. Orange.
The Wingman do a picture-in-picture promo. Peter Avalon says, I was left on red. You are frustrating me.
Red. The Wingmen say they're going to make him pretty tonight. I like
that. Cesar Bononi specifically says that.
So JD Drake is on the outside of the ring right at the beginning of this match, and you can see him trying to put on Orange Cassidy's jacket like Chris Farley. That's pretty good.
Yes.
So Cesar tosses Cassidy out of the ring, and the Wingmen start spray tanning him and putting gel in his hair.
Dude, he launches Orange Cassidy to start, and Orange Cassidy fucking dies.
Hosh, talk.
But yeah, they start brushing his hair and spraying him and put a jacket on him.
Hunk.
You're going to be in this group.
Cassidy then tries to dive on the outside, but they catch him and throw him back in. So Trent and Chuck come in. That was good. This match is actually really, really good.
This is my favorite match on the show, for real.
Yeah, it was really cool. So yeah, Cassidy comes in, he tries to go to the outside. He comes back in. Trent and Chuck come in. And they do the anthill thing where they get up on him and throw him up into the air, and he gets so much hang time here.
It's like a basket toss. They launch him in the air so fast and hard that his glasses fly off midway. And
he,
it's
he
awesome.
Really was up there. Yeah,
he was. Yeah, he lands on him. It looked sweet. And then there's just a barrage of bullshit after that. Just
every single Wingman crazy. Gets on the apron.
Every single Wingman tries to distract him. It gets fucked up. Orange gets caught out of the air by Cesar and hits a Stun Dog Millionaire and then a Satellite DDT. Dolph Ziggler gets on the apron. Chuck slides on the apron and gives him a thumbs up to distract him. And
that
then
was
Orange...
like the best spot ever.
Gets an Orange punch for his troubles. I think Peter Avalon takes one too. At some point, I forget what happened with him. And then he hits the Orange punch on Sizzle Baloney and gets the win.
And then the best image I've ever seen in my life pops up on my screen. Peter Avalon in tears holding Cesar in his arm. And he's yelling and crying and screaming.
Yelling to the sky. I almost didn't notice it because the shot they originally did was like on the best friends. And then you see it in the corner of the screen.
For a second, yeah.
Just like, I was like, what the fuck?
I can't believe they didn't hold that angle, man. That was perfect.
It's so good. Dude, the Wingmen are like great.
they're
love
one of my favorite parts of the show right now. Yeah, they're great.
I honestly hope that's not the end of this. I think Best Friends and the Wingmen should be like a TV feud.
I agree. I think they should eventually join each other for a minute and then break up again. They could have some fun stuff.
They have a feud, but then eventually they have to like team up to fight like a bigger, stronger group.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun as fuck.
That'd be
awesome.
They fit
in together so well. That's
they
why it's
so
good.
Wingmen are just heel best friends.
You're right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a backstage segment. Alex Marvez finds Jungle Boy backstage to interview him.
How'd he find him?
Said, oh, well, goddamn, there you are, pal.
I'm looking for Jungle Boy, and oh, there he is. Oh, wow.
And then in the background, you see Kenny Nakazawa and Don pulling up on a golf cart. Kenny pulls up and he goes, are we interrupting something here?
Yes, in your golf cart.
So Kenny says, Jungle Boy tarnished his image last week, Slapnuts. And then Kenny tags...
Not nuts, but close enough.
Yeah, slap ass. Kenny said he packed a lunch for Jungle Boy. He said, I got one knuckle sandwich for Jungle Boy, and I got one knuckle sandwich for Jungle Boy.
I want to give you a chance to prove how tough you are. I want to fight right now. And Jungle Boy says, I'd rather beat you next week for the belt. He says, oh, you beat me next week.
What do you want that?
He says, I'll give you one shot for free, and then I'm going to be all up on that beep. And then Don Callis says, yeah, he's going to be all up in that ass. What happened there?
Don Callis can curse. Get a kick.
Fair enough. Different contracts.
Yeah, obviously. So Kenny then starts, or actually Kenny offers the free punch. Nakazawa hits him in the back with a laptop. Then Kenny starts putting the bricks to Jungle Boy, and then Jungle Boy fights back, and Nakazawa intercepts, and they all go to the golf cart, but Kenny just pushes Nakazawa off the golf cart.
Kenny's inside, Nakazawa is trying to get in, and Kenny double boots him out of it.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Don, they drive off with Don Callis obnoxiously honks on the way out.
Kenny's just yelling, I'll get you next week, Jungle Boy, next week.
That was pretty good, actually.
So this whole 15 minutes or so here has been just fantastic.
This is the best part of the show. Great. It's all downhill from here. Sorry.
That's it from here. We get backstage. Alex Marvez with the HFO asking about Matt Hardy's feud with Christian Cage.
How did he find them? Where the fuck are they?
All right, so I got to get an interview with HFO. Wild be goddamn. What's up, guys? I need to interview you real quick. I love how...
Wild be goddamn.
Every backstage in AEW is so on the nose like that. Every one of them. Gotta find Jungle Boy. Well, hello. There you are.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, you see? Look at that.
Right there. It's awesome.
Would you look at that?
Yeah. Just look at it. Oh, my God. Just look at that. So Matt Hardy said he is dropping Cage on his ass because he broke his verbal contract with the HFO. He
Christian
said,
Cage,
were
of course.
Signed. Oh, yeah, there's too many Cages and Pages on here.
There's 14
show.
Of them on the
Gage,
show.
Gage soon, I'm sure.
Diamond Dallas
Page.
Pastor
Rage.
Brock Anderson, Arn Anderson, Carl Anderson.
Who are you?
16 fucking consoles.
Dropping everybody's last name from now on.
Yeah, good.
So Cage then comes backstage to attack him. Christian Cage came backstage to attack him. They lock him out of steel fence.
How did Christian Cage find
them? They lock Christian Cage in a cage.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Christian heard him talking. He said, he heard Alex Marvez. He goes,
where
what was
are
that?
They? And how stupid is Christian to go try to fight six people?
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so Christian jumps. They all jump him. Of course they do.
Yeah,
stuff him in a cage. Lock him in there. And then Matt Hardy says, please go home and be a family man, and gives him his retirement fund check.
It's probably $3,400 or whatever it was.
$1,772.
If he does it, he said, if he does, I'll end your career permanently. Christian Cage said, okay.
Okay, well, so who got him out of there? They never really let.
He's still there. Okay. Next week, they find him. He's still there.
I'm gonna Alex Marvez here. I'm going to go try to find an interview Christian. Oh, yeah, yeah. In a cage. Still there. Get me the fuck out of here.
No. Cody Rhodes and Brock Anderson.
Anderson.
Versus QT Marshall. And I'm not fucking calling him Marshall.
That's what he did. That was a direct attack towards you. He said, I will not call him QT Marshall.
He's like, oh, Marshall. So QT Marshall and Aaron Solo.
Yes.
Brock Anderson comes out to Cody Rhodes' entrance. He gets not his own entrance. Dude, Brock Anderson is the most regular looking person I've ever seen in my life. I thought I've seen a lot
he's
of regular
average
dudes.
Person with average carpentry skills.
Dude, like he genuinely just looks like this is just the most human being wrestler I've ever seen.
His gimmick should be he really doesn't want to be in wrestling. It's just his dad really wants him to be in wrestling.
It looked like that's where they were going.
I don't want to join the team. I want to hang out with my friends.
I really want to be a painter. Like, can you just let me paint? No, son. Your art is going to be on this canvas. That's what it should be.
I agree. They came in for the entrance, dude. Arn was at the top of the ramp doing the cutthroat time. And Brock was just like, okay.
Arn just was swatting him with the fucking the menu.
Cody doing topes and destroyers and Kodome Valentines.
What's
is
he doing here?
Fucked. I don't know what I'm looking at here. He's just going into 2K and picking random moves. I don't know what's happening.
They could have gave Brock Anderson his own entrance, by the way.
Did they?
No, they couldn't have. That's what I mean.
Oh,
like,
I thought they did. Yeah.
No. Why?
Absolutely not.
Cody gets the Cody entrance through the Cody entrance. Brock Anderson just comes through the shitty little tunnel. Why? He couldn't at least come out through the Cody tunnel with them? Like, Cody couldn't bring the brother on with him?
No, that's the Cody tunnel. That's the Cody.
That's only for the Rhodes. You're only an Anderson.
Yeah, you're an Anderson. Get a clue.
It would never work.
So Brock Anderson, I will give him this much. Some of his spots were really dope here.
He's got some good snap to him.
Yeah, he does. QT is also very good at making this shit look good.
Sure.
QT goes in the corner. Brock Anderson does a million corner shoulders to QT, which I thought was just perfect.
I'm not joking. It reminded me of Brock Lesnar.
You're right. It did. Yeah. Brock used to, like, when he was really early on, he did a lot just like that too. QT was selling the hell out of him. He looked great.
Yeah.
Brock then tried to do a gut wrench on Aaron Solo and almost dumped him on the top of his head.
That was kind of fucked.
QT then cuts him off with a spine plex.
Spine on the hello. My hoodie. Spine on the hoodie. He does the spine buster and he stares at Arn and they cut to a shot of Arn Anderson who looks like he wants to die.
Well, I've got this.
And then QT and Aaron Solo hit the reverse 3D on for a two count on Brock. Is that, do they have a name for, like, did the Dudleys, was that like just the 3D again or no?
I think it was they called it a variation of the 3D or something.
I'm declaring that that's ours now. The reverse 3D is ours, and it's the deadlock death drop.
Sounds good to me. I'm down with that.
Tony, you agree?
Yeah.
All right,
like,
great.
3D,
all right.
Deadlock death drop? I like
deadlock,
it.
It's a 3D.
We should put that on a shirt somewhere. That's a great idea.
That's a fucking, you know, Tony, that's a fucking,
wow,
good idea.
What the fuck? That is such a good idea.
Dude, deadlock boys, deadlock.
Jesus
death
Christ.
Drop.
You know what,
fuck,
Tony?
Mind blown,
I agree.
Dude.
And there should be two of them.
Spot on.
I think it's a release,
dude,
in the next week or two.
Get this. Fucking, oh, I just thought of something.
What's,
I don't
that?
Want to say it, but
you think it should be two of them?
I think we should have different colors, and I think maybe
fucking
we do a
tie-dye. Let's go.
Tie-dye double deadlock boys 3D deadlock death drop shirt.
Dude,
different colors.
Fucking get
and
this.
A pin.
Purple and fucking
blue.
Oh, fucking yeah, blue.
Oh my god, Bubbier and Divine variants.
And then a pin with a broken table. That's awesome.
What?
Yo, and what about a trading card?
Oh
fuck.
My god, trading card coming with this packages. That's awesome.
That, if it was a hype, if that were to happen, it would absolutely come with the package for free.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh,
yeah,
too bad we can't. Too bad we can't do that.
I mean, it would take a long time to get something like that done. Definitely not in the next week or two.
Definitely not in the next week or two.
Great. Anyway, so QT goes for the crossroads as his finisher.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. She Cody goes, now hold on a minute.
And Brock, dude, Brock's reversal was pretty sweet in this. He reverses it into like a snap DDT and kills him with it.
QT bumped like a madman on that one, bro. He looked good. QT made Brock look like a million bucks
here,
man.
And then he had to take a destroyer from Cody. I don't know why.
Why? Yeah. I was just waiting for the Kodome Valentine. What's up with this guy, man? All right, so instead of that, we get something maybe even worse. Cody gets the hot tag and does a stalling head scissors on Aaron Solo.
Yeah, what was that about?
Just randomly picking moves from 2K, dude. Just random. He's like, all right, we got a video game coming out soon. I got to up this move set.
My rating has to get higher. I need better moves.
What is this shit, dude?
There might be something to that. You might be right.
Dude, he said I put on 14 pounds of muscle, so I started doing stalling head scissors and destroyers. Bro, what happened? Yeah, what happened here?
Dude, TNT really wants the Destroyers for Roads to the Top.
Roads to the Top. Has that come out?
No.
It's not out yet. Okay. They haven't aired it yet.
You'll know when it's done because Cody will be less doing Cody shit on this show.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm assuming it's during the fall. They always have like new TVs in the fall, so maybe they'll premiere it then. Yeah.
That's what the game's going to be called. Roads to the
Top. Roads to the Top. That's the
that's
going to
be
the
a
career mode.
Mode. That's the Roads to beat the streak mode.
Cody just keeps gaining more muscle every time you lose.
And more
and this
children.
Week, Cody has gained 20 pounds of pure muscle.
The lights turn blue and he does the destroyer to you. Oh, shit.
Red, white, and blue.
You lose to the figure four. Oh, you sick.
That better be in the game, the figure four pin.
Four pin. Oh,
I'll fucking,
God.
I'll fucking give the game back. I swear to God,
I'll pin everyone I ever face in that movie.
That's online spam, figure four pin.
So Aaron Solo hits a trouble in paradise on Cody, but Brock breaks it up at two. Aaron Solo then tries to steal my finish, but thankfully that didn't work.
Was that what he was going for? Because it looked weird, whatever he was going for. I don't think it was it was double underhook, but the
He was going for the.
Weird.
He's going for the double underhook face buster, you son of a bitch. But Brock ends up hitting a jackknife pin and pins Aaron Solo.
Cool.
I like jackknife pins. That was really dope.
I do too.
Cool.
That was a part where I didn't mind
putting Brock in there the whole time with QT was a $1 million idea. Awesome. Made him look great. It'll be interesting to see where he fits in on this card. They're pushing a lot of super, super young, straight out of training people on the shows nowadays.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's just, I don't know. you have two shows for development people.
So we have a backstage segment. Jake Roberts having a promo about
Stanger.
John, you know, reading out your doctor is good. Well, he didn't go to school for it.
He's a wrestler. Patience.
Yeah, man. He said he ain't a doctor because he ain't no damn doctor. I said, that's true.
No, you're a doctor because you ain't got no patience.
You're a doctor because you ain't one. That's fucking true.
A doctor will be a doctor. You don't.
Everybody wants to know. Yes.
That's for true.
So Jake says, what's good? What's he, you know, what do I got to do to stop this guy? Bitch slap this guy? You want me to bitch slap this guy? And then Archie just walks away and goes, oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Do it live. Fuck it. So we get another backstage segment. They start off the segment with Andrade and Jim Ross. Andrade correcting Jim Ross on how to say his name.
Not a fucking igloo.
He said Andrade the Idol. He said El Idolo. It's El Idolo.
you can call whatever you want.
Right, you go with
this
guys
is
say.
Andrade, regular person, tax paying Andre the Giant.
Andrade the Giant. Is that what your name is?
So Andrade says the TNT and AEW title are his next step, and he says that he and Vicky have a surprise.
Hopefully the surprise is Vicky's not going to fucking be around
anymore. Away from this.
The fuck? Yeah. Sadly, that is not the case on this damn show.
If you need someone that can like translate a little bit, just put with Alex like Pentagon was.
That'd be sweet.
I don't know. I'm actually thinking that she's not going to be with him, but I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, Scoops?
Well, just what they did later or earlier. When did they do that?
You guys, Lena Vega coming in?
During the Britt Baker thing, you know?
Britt Baker,
oh, That was a little later.
That was later, but I think that... Yeah. They might have used that just to get that going. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Well,
maybe
that's
not.
A horrible idea.
So backstage, Alex Marvez looking for the Dark Order. Oh, there you are.
they're in the Dark Order room. How'd you get in there?
Cool. Okay, good deal.
They're not in the Black Rain room at all?
No. Sally not.
Sally not. That'd be great if Alex Marvez here in the Black Rain room looking for Dark Order.
Black Rain 7 here today.
Here's 7 Black Rains.
So John Silver says his shoulder should be healed soon.
Cool.
That must be nice.
Yeah.
Alan Engelmeyer. Alan Engelmeyer got a new jacket.
Nice.
It's just okay.
Angel.
They celebrate Evil Uno's match last week because he put up a good fight in that match. And then Hangman and Hobbs is announced for next week.
Hangman accepts the match. He puts over the boys. Uno gets a celebratory celebration from the boys for doing a good job. I thought that was very nice.
So then we move on to Penelope Ford versus Julia Hart.
Julia Hart. Cool look. I like the backflip onto the stage. That's pretty sweet. And then the bell rings.
Yeah, she's 19. She's just learning how to wrestle,
Not her fault, because there was somebody else in this match who has been wrestling for more than she has and is just as not ready to be wrestling.
I do like Julia Hart's gimmick of, I point at my shirt that has my name on it.
Yeah, look at the shirt.
La, 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 la.
I mean, there was Penelope hit a strong buster on Julia, which I thought was cool. I like that move. Julia went for a split leg drop, but Penelope was already not there, so it was just weird.
Just want to do the splits, I think.
I guess so. And Penelope won with the Indian Deathlock, I think.
Was it the Indian Deathlock? It looked like a moonlock.
See, okay, I thought that too. They went out of their way to call it an Indian Deathlock.
Yeah, they did, but it was
And then
definitely
I looked it up. I looked up Indian Deathlock, and I found that as well as the Triple H version, which I thought was the Indian Deathlock.
I call the Indian Deathlock the Triple H version. Yeah.
And what she did is the
Moodalock.
The Moodalock. Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah, maybe that's just like the layman's term for what Moodalock is.
Okay. Fair. Well, no, but I thought, what's
I call
the thing
it the
Triple
Moodalock.
H does then?
No, they're two different, because yeah, like you said, Johnny, there is the, I'm looking up right
yeah,
now.
But I mean,
Indian
like
Excalibur
obviously knows something.
That, right, exactly.
This.
So what the hell is the thing Triple H said? Was that not the Indian Deathlock? They just called it that? JR, you called both these. Which one is it?
I don't remember.
Call it whatever you want.
It's the spine, but actually.
The idol.
Julia tapped out to it, though. Whatever the fuck it was. You call it whatever you want.
So Miro comes out and says, where is Kip? Oh, yeah.
He's still out. He says, I see you're outnumbered, Penelope, and that's just not fair. He says, I am here God's favorite champion. What a fucking tremendous, tremendous line.
Absolutely.
And then, which is even, he says, I see you're outnumbered. The Varsity Blondes and Julia are trying to leave. They are They are not trying to do anything. Mira gets in the ring and starts whooping their ass.
That's fucking sick. Then Brian Pillman jumps at it with a clothesline, and then Mira beats the shit out of him, too.
Yeah. But he took him down, though. So
yeah, he
did
take him down for a second.
Up for future things.
TNT, shot. So after that, we get a backstage segment with Britt Baker. Is this the segment you're talking about last time, Tony?
Yeah. They set this up. I was just thinking that maybe this was the reason they paired him up at the beginning. But,
well, she mentions Andrade in this too, so I don't think they're going to split already, sadly.
No, she was basically saying that Tony Khan owed her a favor for bringing Andrade into AEW. So
sure.
Maybe that's like, maybe she's
just bringing
Andrade.
I mean, if that's
the end
of it, that'd be sweet.
But yeah, it was cool. Like, if she just got Andrade to AEW, like,
okay.
That was the end. I'd hope that would be.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Right. That could be interesting. It was, yeah. So it was a Brit interview, but Vicky interrupted to talk shit for Nyla. She says, Tony Khan owed me a favor for bringing Andrade in, so Tony Khan let me make a match. You can make a match, I guess.
No, I did. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
I guess so. he let her make a match. It is going to be Britt Baker and Rebel taking on Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero.
Okay.
I'll wait and see. I'll be nice, and I will wait, and I will see, because there's a lot of issues there.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. So we have a backstage segment. Smart Mark Sterling.
Hey, that's my guy. That's my fucking guy.
Yeah, so he's with Jade, of course. The Toronto Four Seasons Hotel has joined the Jade brand, the first
that's
sponsor.
Awesome.
Where everyone she knocks out can stay. Just use code that bitch to save money.
They have a great discount code. That bitch. Code that bitch.
And she says, oh, yeah. And a reminder, I am that bitch. Yeah. That's fucking true.
Before that, by the way, they showed FTR versus Proud and Powerful hype video, which I thought was really good. And I'm guessing we're going to get some kind of big match with them soon.
God, please.
Yeah.
I just want to see something with Proud and Powerful, man.
I know. God, I feel like it's been forever since they've just been
it's
in a straight
been
up
like
tag
a
match,
year.
Right? Yeah.
It's been like a year. It feels like it.
Yeah.
God damn. So we have the main event, which sees Kaz, Pentagon, and Kingston versus the boys. I guess that's a good way to put it.
Matt Jackson and the Good Brothers. Why is Matt Jackson not here? Because he's busy, all right? Mind your fucking business.
He's got things to do. All right?
He's got some things to do, like run in at the end.
We're a little asshole.
This match was fine. It's a very AEW six-man tag match. Nothing really that blew my fucking mind here. I've seen this. Yes, I feel like that too. Despite the fact that I don't think this match has ever happened, I feel like
I've already seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was fine. I mean, nothing. I wish I had more to tell you. It was just, the coolest thing was Kazarian's doing the Angels wings now.
Yeah, that is
which
pretty
is cool.
Cool.
I like that.
I'm guessing Daniels did retire or saw. Like full.
Well,
I'm pretty sure
he just worked an indie show over the weekend, so I don't think he's done. But
okay, AEW wise, though. Probably.
Yeah, I think maybe AEW wise he's done from that, or it'll lead to something, and he'll just.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't know.
He should work DPW.
He should work DPW for free.
You owe us.
I bought the first TNA Christopher Daniels shirt. You owe me. JR called Kingston Crazy Eddie during his entrance. So, all right. I guess I'll take it.
Sure.
Finish of the match was Pentagon Jr.'s up top. Nick Jackson runs in. Oh, my God. Where'd he come from? And sprays the cold spray in his eyes. And then Carl Anderson hits a diving neck breaker off the top for the win.
Super cutter.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a neck breaker. It was cool, though. Yeah.
It's called
cool.
A super cutter. They call it a super cutter.
And then, yeah, then the elite guys leave and. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what that's how it was kind of a flat ending to the show, honestly.
Young Bucks should have lost the title at the last pay-per-view.
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, I guess Mox probably has to be a dad for like a couple weeks at least, right? So maybe.
No.
Yeah.
You know,
all right. Fair.
You know what
that's
business
not
you got
how
into.
It works.
I think baby Onita Jr., whatever the fuck his name's going to be.
Baby Onita Jr.
Onita Ambrose.
Whatever you're going to call your fucking kid. Cactus Gordy Jr. You'll understand.
Onita Cactus Dynamite.
That's the name of the game. So this Saturday, AEW Dynamite, June 26th.
Saturday Night Dynamite.
We have Hangman Page versus Powerhouse Hobbs, which will be fucking cool. And we also have Kenny Omega versus Jungle Moore for the AEW World title. I was expecting them to announce more for the show, especially for a Saturday show, but they didn't. Only two matches.
I don't give a fuck about this show.
Well, I figured they would announce more to make you want to watch it.
Yeah,
no?
I don't fucking care about this shit.
Wednesday, June 30th, we have Britt Baker and Rebel versus Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero. So, yes, Tony, they are going back to Wednesday after this. So it's a Saturday,
and then next week is a Wednesday, so it's a short little distance
between the two shows. Britt Baker and Rebel versus Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero. Miro defends the TNT Championship against Brian Pillman Jr. And the announced main event is MJF versus Sammy Guevara for the first time ever.
Dog, look at this shirt real quick.
Who are you showing me?
What the fuck?
Is this a John Moxley shirt?
Yes, dude.
Unscripted Mox violence in the USA flag.
USA flag.
If I wore this in my neighborhood, I would get beat up.
You'd fucking be dead.
Wow.
I don't know what
there's
I'm
a lot
at.
Of fuck. I mean, we should. You want to go through this just real quick? Just go through the apparel and see.
I'll just go through the recent ones right now. Because
I imagine there's a lot of not. There's an orange cat. Like there's just a lot of orange, like USA flag
orange.
Stuff. Orange Cassidy in red and white. And
I mean,
blue.
There are some shirts up here that I wish they didn't print on garbage, but.
Do you like the Fear the Rest Hold FTR shirt?
I didn't even see that one. Let me see.
Yeah, hold on. It's. Imagine in your head first. Get yourself prepared for it, like what you think it would
be. Yeah.
And then look at this.
I see.
Sorry, I know this is an audio podcast.
So it's like fuck 'em, stack 'em, sex 'em, or whatever.
It looks just like the Roman Reigns shirt. Yeah.
Dude, what about the Hikaru Jim Ross? Got a shirt with her cat on it as a samurai.
That's
pretty
cool. Fucking
cool. Yeah.
It's cool. What about the Jim Ross Slobber Knocker AF shirt?
Huh? I don't know what that guy's doing with his shirt, man.
Why are you still listening?
All right, guys. We've run out of time.
We are out of here. Thank you for joining us. Of course, make sure to check out our Patreon this weekend. SGH Live, number 14, live on our Discord. Come hang out with us.
Number 14. Cool.
And thanks for supporting the deadlock.